Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's still cold out. It's still, in fact, I think the temperatures are actually dropping, and we've got a lot of snow cover on the ground. And I was thinking the other day, with all this snow, what's happening with the animals that live in the woods? Their food supply is probably buried, just like our gardens are, which means that they're probably going to come into your yard. So I called a friend, Greg Exidy from the Bob X Company, to see if we could get him on the radio this morning just to talk a little bit about the depth of the snow and how that's going to influence the deer that could come into your yard and really create a real problem for you. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Terrific. And yourself?
I'm doing just great. Just great.
Well, as we talked about last week, and I was so pleased that you were able to join us this morning, we got a lot of snow, it's cold, the deer are having problems finding food, and they know that, oh, let's take a chance and go down to Paul's house. He's got some nice shrubs there. Uh-huh. What can we do, and what can we expect to happen, even as the snow could possibly get deeper?
Well, let's look at the situation, take a step back and look at the whole situation and the fact of, you know, looking at it as the season. And, you know, we spoke in the fall about wintertime as the resources become more and more depleted. As they're using them up, they're going to be coming out of their natural environments and into our suburban environments and looking for food there. With the big snowpack that we have in the forests and in the woods, that's going to drive them more into our backyards. And where the benefit is with the snowpack is in the low-lying shrubs that stay green through the year. Anything that's below the snow is going to be very difficult for them to get at. They're going to look for the easy pickings, which means your taller shrubs, the rhododendrons, the arborvitae, yews that are mature. Those types of shrubs are really going to be gone after by the deer severely now, because there's a very limit of their food sources out there right now, and it's diminishing with every day. The other factor you have to look at is on the scale of deer-resistant plants to favorite plants of food choice. And what the snow does is it slides the scale down more towards the deer-resistant plants. Things that you wouldn't think that they would eat now becomes very critical for them, desperation foods. And
right.
You and I do the same thing every day, you know. So
now what do people do? I mean, if they're going to apply a product like Bob X that you make,
mm-hmm.
It is a liquid, and if, like right now, the temperature in Kennebunk, where I live, is 5 degrees.
Yep.
Can you go outside and use Bob X when it's this cold?
You're going to do some harm. I hate to say it, but I would prefer not to have them spray until they can get to at least 33 degrees. Get to at least a thaw stage. Number one, the liquids, when they're freezing the hose, before it can even get to the wand or the end of the container. And the mechanical action of water freezing on plants will brown them, will tend to withdraw, will extract the moisture from the leaf surface, and it may cause browning. So you really can't do much until you have that nice winter day. We had it yesterday here in Connecticut. We had it was about 34, 35 degrees roughly yesterday above freezing, and things were melting back a bit. That's when you want to get out there and hit the plants as quickly as possible during that brief moment we have. And it's been a tough winter. I agree with you. We saw negative nine degrees, and every day it's below freezing. So spraying, this has been a very unique year for us, both in weather and temperature, too.
Yeah, they're saying on the news that, like Boston, for example, they're up to 64 inches of snow, and mm-hmm. the record is like 72, 74 inches. So in February, traditionally, is the month where the northeast New England will get more snow in February than they do during January. Hopefully that trend will not stay the way it's been.
Yeah.
But, I think we need to tell people that as the snow gets deeper, these animals are going to get hungrier. They're going to get desperate.
Yep.
And even if you've never had deer before, keep an eye on your shrubbery.
Yep, keep a watch out, because they may be coming to you now because, like I said, their natural resources or what they're used to is depleted. So they'll be looking for new environments. The other thing to keep in mind is as the snow melts back, they're going to go after things. It's kind of like the reverse of new growth. As the snow melts downwards, it's going to expose the smaller shrubs and smaller greens out there. And you want to keep an eye on that stuff, too, because they'll come in. And this is all before, the ground cover thaws and things pop from the ground. So that critical phase from, let's say, the end of February through the beginning of April, you have to spray also. I would also go heavier on your dilutions with some of your liquids. For ours, you can make it a more concentrated product, and it won't have any adverse impact anywhere. It's good for the plants. So if you can do that with your repellents, make them a little heavier, I think that would be a better growth. They say diluting it, 8 to 1, you might want to dilute it 4 to 1. But make sure you check with your manufacturer that you can do that. With Bob-X, you can do that. You want to make it a little thicker.
And how often, we're getting a lot of snow, the cold, the deer are coming in, and you say we can increase the strength of the product, but how often should we apply it? Should we do it, in early February, hopefully things will warm up, and then repeat it again in March if there's still a lot of snow?
Well, depending upon, everybody's got a different situation. It's hard to give a universal answer to that. What I would say is for Bob-X, a normal time frame, we go every two months in this time of year. But as the snowpack melts back now, it's going to expose other shrubs, the lower-lying shrubs. So, you have to measure it with the snowpack melt and then spray when they become exposed, from that point. So that's going to depend upon, the number of snows, the temperature, there's a lot of different variables and a lot of different factors for every home and every climate and every region, or even sub-region for that matter. So you really have to monitor those factors of your own backyard to protect. This is a tough winter for everybody, including the animals. They're having just as tough a year as we are. So
this time of the year, we should be spraying high, and then as the snow melts, spray the lower portions that were covered with snow and the lower growing shrubs that were covered with snow.
Yep. If you're using a diluted concentration, if it's an organic-based material, you want to make sure you use less of it. Don't use as much, because organic materials, the preservatives in them, may not stretch far once they're diluted. For example, Bob-X has a lot of organic ingredients in it, and if you sp- spray, if you dilute it, you're changing the pH level. So you want to use whatever you've mixed. So don't mix as much anymore, because obviously you're not going to spray as much as you normally have. So, you know, if you're using the ready-to-use, if everybody's ready-to-use out there, go ahead and spray what you need to, and then retain the bottle in a cool environment.
But if you mix it, it will not keep for a long period of time.
With our product, we use vinegar as our preservative, and it changes the pH when you add water, and the pH rises into that bacterium zone, and basically if you don't use it in 5 days, a blossom will occur, and it's just a occurrence of, because we use very natural, very organic ingredients, eggs and a meat and a fish and those types of products. So you've got to, you have to monitor the pH. You don't have to monitor the pH, but you have to use what you mix. Whatever you dilute, you have to use it up.
Okay, Greg, we appreciate your time and all of your information. We just wanted to let all of you know that with deep snow comes problems. And it's not just evergreens at this point. If you've got fruit trees, there's nothing that tastes better than that nice, soft, tender shoots where all of your buds are. So if you've got some new fruit trees and you have deer, spray. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish home.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We thought we'd let some of you who live in the areas where you have deer be aware of what's happening. You probably haven't even thought about it, but just be on the lookout. And if you see that you have deer coming into your yard, and the longer the snow stays this deep, the more of a chance you have of the deer coming into your yard and doing a job. And it doesn't take long, believe me. So just keep your eyes open. Check your shrubbery. I know the snow is deep and you may not be able to get to look at everything. But keep an eye out on it. That way you don't wake up to have your yard all eaten or your foundation planting all eaten. Now, if we can give you a hand, the number to call is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll bring you right up, and you can ask your questions so that you can solve some problems before you get out into the yard again. Or maybe you have a houseplant question. Give us a call, and we'll all try and work together. Now, I know some of you are looking for something to put in your house to soften it up a little bit, to make it look like it's a little bit more friendly. And you're looking for a good houseplant. And at this time of the year, if you have a house that has a wood stove, coal stove, or you have forced hot air heat, the moisture level in your house is pretty low because the forced hot air heat or the wood stove really dries the humidity in your house. And by adding a few plants here and there, it's going to add moisture to the air and make it more comfortable for you to breathe inside the house. Now, plants are categorized into three different areas: high light, moderate light, and low light. In the low light family, you have a plant like Diffenbachia. Big leaf, about 18 to 24 inches in length, and 6 to 10 inches in width. Big stem, big beautiful leaves, all spotted or streaked with colors on them. But the Diffenbachia will take a low light area. So near a north-facing window, it will do very well. A plant that will take less light is called Aglaonemia. It has a leaf similar to the Diefenbach here, but much smaller. Same shape, kind of oval, elongated and oval. And it can be several different shades of green or even silver on the same foliage. And these will take low light. And if you're really dark, a plant called Sansevieria, which is a plant we wrote about on the newsletter about 3 weeks ago, and that will tolerate a lot of low light. These are floor plants that will grow 3 feet or more in height and will give a little bit of appearance to soften up a wall or a cabinet, and it will give you some moisture in the air during the winter. Moderate light would be like Schefflera. There's a miniature version that will only get 3 feet tall, and your standard will get up as high as your ceiling will allow it. Yucca. Pointed leaves. Thick stem. That will take moderate amount of light. Dracaena. Long, elongated leaf, different colors, some are variegated foliage. Palms. Palms of all types will take moderate amount of light. Spathiphyllum. Moderate amount of light with a little white flower on it. And if it can get plenty of light, you will get more blooms, especially during the winter. Plants that will take a lot of light and demand a lot of light would be a ficus. Very common plant. Most people have great luck with it outside, but about this time of the year, the leaves are falling because it's not getting enough sunlight. So the more sun, the better. Aralia, long leaf, all kinds of shapes to the leaf, and dark, dark green foliage. Crotons, colorful leaves, red, yellow, orange, and green.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Susan from Johnston, Rhode Island, who has a question about rooting.
Susan, good morning.
Hi. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm fine. Thank you for everything you do for us. I enjoy your show every single week, and I get your email, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question. I have bittersweet in my yard, which I love, because the birds certainly enjoy it this time of year. Could I propagate that? Could I cut a piece and put it in rooting hormone and put it in other areas of my yard?
Oh, sure. It roots real, real easy. So that's something that you can do. It's not something that you can do just yet because...
No, in the spring, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you something that you can do that will make it a lot easier for you, Susan. That particular plant will root right in the ground without you taking cuttings. So what you want to do is to take that vine... Pull it down from wherever you're growing it and run it on the ground, okay? And about every 3 feet, what I want you to do is to dig a hole about maybe 3 or 4 inches deep. If you want to put some compost in that hole, blend it up really good. Take the vine, and when you get to that hole, bury part of the vine in that hole underground. But before you do that, take a knife, and I want you to rub with the blade of the knife the stem so that you're rubbing some of the bark off on the vine all the way around the stem. Then bend it so that where you scrape the bark off is going to be underground, cover it with soil, and then so that you don't pull it up, you can either put a brick or a rock on top of that hole, and that will tell you where the plant is going to make a root. Go about 3 feet further and repeat that process as many times as you want. Or you can do that to various vines. If you can do that in April, by the 1st of June, maybe even the middle of June, where you scraped it, it will make a root system. So you'll lift up the rock, you dig in the ground with your hands, and when you feel that there's a root system, then you take your pruners, cut in back of it, dig it up, and now you've got a plant that has foliage and a full root system. It's done a lot easier because you're not having to worry about putting down a rooting hormone, watering it, and taking care of it. By doing it this way, the plant supplies all the moisture, all the energy, and it will make the roots all by themselves. And you can do this if you've got some big rhododendrons, some big azaleas, mountain laurel, yews, junipers. If you do the same process, you can take a branch of a rhododendron, bend it over, one that's flexible, do the same process, and you can start brand new plants the same way. And you can do that with forsythia. You can do it with red twig dogwood, bridal wreath, lilacs. So it's a way to get a plant to become rooted a lot faster. And you don't need rooting powder, and you let Mother Nature do it in her old time. Some plants, because they don't grow as fast, it may take longer. But normally, on something like bittersweet, English ivy, I mean, you could start English ivy like crazy. Just cover the stems, and it will form a root system, and then you can just pull them up and make brand new cuttings of your English ivy while they are attached to the mother plant. Give it a try. You will like it. And it's easy, and you're not having to worry about, oh, I gotta get water, I have to feed it. The plant takes care of all the work just for you. Our number here, toll free, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next? Do we have another caller, Don? Okay, we have open lines, so give us a call right now. We'll get you right up. We did have a caller that called during the break and wanted us to go over the list of plants that will tolerate low amounts of light. The one that will tolerate the least amount of light is called Sansevieria. It is also known as mother-in-law's tongue. A long, thin, sword-shaped plant, 2 to 3 inches in width, growing up to a point. They come in solid green or green with a yellow edge on it, and that plant will tolerate a dark room. There's also a miniature. It's called a bird nest. Sansevieria will only grow about 6 to 8 inches tall, green, no variegation on that one. But when you look at the foliage of these Sansevierias, you'll have bands of dark and lighter coloration on the stems. A plant that will take a little bit of light, Aglaonemia. Aglaonemia. And there are many varieties, different colors, even some that are kind of a silvery green in coloration. And it grows like a clump, about 2 feet tall. Some varieties may be a little bit taller. The foliage is about a foot long, maybe a little bit longer, 3 inches wide. And the foliage is variegated with two or three different shades of green or silver combinations on the plant. But that is the plant for low light. Diffenbachia. Great big leaves, probably the biggest leaf in the foliage plant that you would buy for your home. They are a little bit more delicate. They do need to get some light, but they have color to the foliage. Green and white, a lot of them have spotting on it, but they're really easy to take care of. Just go easy on the amount of water that you give that plant. Because it's not getting as much sun, it's going to require less water. Spathiphyllum will also take lower amounts of light, but if you want the spathiphyllum, they also call it a peace lily. And there are many varieties. Some varieties are small leaves, you know, maybe 2 inches wide and a foot long. Some of them will grow as high as 3 feet with great big leaves, 6 inches in diameter and 18 to 24 inches long. But these are plants that will do well in low light. If you want them to bloom during the winter, they have to have sun. Otherwise, they will not blossom for you. Now, if you're looking for a hanging plant to put near a window, pothos. Number one selling hanging plant at any time of the year. It's the number one selling plant because it will grow just about any place. Now, there are many varieties. The variety that has a lot of yellow with the green has a tendency to need more light. The one that's green with a little bit of white variegation in it will take a lower amount of sunlight. And the ones that are all green can take like a north-facing window. They'll do very well and be very, very happy for you. English ivy, another wonderful plant, but it's got to have moderate to high sunlight on it. Morning sun, late in the day sun. If you're looking for some color in the hanging basket with foliage, there's a grouping of foliage plants called Wandering Jew. And you can buy them straight green, green and white variegation, some with kind of a purpley red-blue coloration, top of the leaf different than the bottom of the leaf. And if they get plenty of light during the winter, these purpley color varieties will even have white and purple variegation. There's one that's green and white. So the Wandering Jew family, it's easy to take care of. And the Wandering Jew is in a category of air cleaning. We will take some of the gases in your home and clean the air. Spider plant, number one plant for cleaning the gases that naturally occur in your home. Easy to care. The number one problem with a spider plant is normally the tip of the leaf will turn brown. And the number one cause of the tip of the spider plant to turn brown is the type of water that you use to water the plant. The chemical that's in your water that will create the brown tips on your spider plant is the fluoride that they put in the water to help you to have better teeth. So if your water is treated, here's what you do. The night before you're going to water, fill your watering can in the house or a container with water from the tap. Let it sit overnight. And when you look in that container, you're going to notice that on the walls of your container, you'll see little bubbles attached to the wall. Those are the gas bubbles of the fluoride. You just take a wooden spoon, stir up the water, the gas bubbles will burst, and now when you put your plant, when you put the water in your plant, the gas bubbles of the fluoride are gone, and your spider plant will not have the brown tips. The other thing, a lot of us will just turn on the water from the tap into a watering can, give them a good drink. If you're going to water, especially during the winter, make sure that your water is on the warm side. If you're just running cold water, the water coming in the house could be very cold, could be 50 degrees. And you say, well, 50 degrees isn't bad. If you take a shower, will you leave that water on cold? No. Then don't use the cold water on your plants. Warm it up a little bit. There's less of a temperature change, less shock, and your plants, like you, will enjoy a good drink of warm water. And you can mix them. Don't miss any plant that has hair on the foliage.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose 'Em Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose 'Em Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose 'Em Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Lynn from Moreham, Massachusetts, who has a question about flies.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm down here in Wareham, and I bring in a lot of my plants from outdoors, you know.
Yeah.
And between my daughter and I, we must have hundreds. But anyway, my problem this year is more of those little black flies than I have ever seen in my life. They're in my tea, they're in my juice, they're all through the house, and I have pets and fish, and I hate to spray poisons in here. And I have many, many empty cat food cans that I fill with water and apple cider vinegar, and I have millions of little black flies in those, but they keep coming, Paul.
Yep.
Is there any help?
I'll tell you, you hit the nail on the head. We started talking, probably in the fall. I went to a trade show in Atlantic City, and a company called Bonide, and they have some great products. They are the leader in insect and disease control products right now. And we used to have a product called Diaznon, and as you know, Diaznon has been taken off the shelf, no longer available, and that's been about 5 years. So we've had nothing. Well, Bonide has a new product. It's called Houseplant 8 Insect Control. And this is not something that you spray. You mix it with water in your watering can, and you water the plants with it. What you have, and what a lot of us have, I even have them now, I just bought a new money plant. And it's got a lot of organic matter in it. And this little fungus gnat is coming out of the soil. So I got some Bonide Indoor 8. For houseplants. Again, it's brand new, so you'll have to go to your garden center, ask them for it. If they don't have it, ask them to order it for you. Tell them it's brand new by Bonide for this year. You mix it in a watering can when your plants need to be watered, and you water the plant. So there's no spraying. The liquid goes into the container, kills the fungus gnats because they don't live on the foliage. they live on the root system and in the organic matter. So if you get a plant with a lot of organic matter, like peat moss or compost in it, that's where they live. So there's no sense spraying the foliage. You water the soil, and they'll go. And what's happening in your house, because you have a lot of plants, they were probably in two or three plants. They fly. So they're flying from one plant to the other, laying eggs in the soil. They hatch. New ones come out. So it's contaminating one plant to the next, and they're falling just like dominoes. So go to your local nursery, Bonide indoor plant spray with 8. Again, brand new, and it's something that you can get that will help you a great deal. Okay? Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate the phone call. But this is a brand new product, and I'm really excited about it because this fungus gnat situation is something that's been a real problem. And as the days get longer, and the longer you have these plants in the house, the more of a problem it's going to be. And if you're not sure what a fungus gnat looks like, think of yourself putting a bunch of bananas on your kitchen countertop. As they ripen, you'll see little fruit flies around them. That's what the fungus gnat looks like. Something else that you can do if you don't want to use this, get yourself a piece of yellow paper or yellow plastic, something that's rigid. Rub some Vaseline on the yellow paper. Put it right near the pot. They'll be attracted to yellow. When they hit the Vaseline, they cannot come off. If you're in a paint store, the little samples of the colors, pick up a couple pieces of the yellow paint samples, Vaseline, stick it right in the plant, and you won't believe how many insects will be stuck to it.